Welcome back to The Green. I'm Tom Byrne. Development of Wilmington's riverfront has been over 20 years in the making. What started with putting Frawley Stadium, an arts exhibition center, and outlet shops on a former industrial wasteland in the early 1990s has slowly built, changed course, and morphed into an area that finally seems to have hit critical mass with a blend of corporate offices, residential housing, restaurants, and arts and entertainment options for all ages. Contributor Eileen Dalabrida's latest piece at DelawarePublic.org looks at how the riverfront has finally seemed to hit its stride after many fits and starts and what's next in its development. And she joins us right now to talk about some more of what she learned in putting that piece together. Eileen, thanks so much for your time this week on The Green.
Good morning, Tom.
It has been quite a process to build the riverfront. I mean, I recall standing at the groundbreaking for Frawley Stadium when there was literally nothing there but mud and a few empty buildings. Because it's taken over 20 years to reach this point, where it's a much more vibrant area of town, do you think people maybe underappreciate how much transformation has actually gone on the riverfront?
Well, when I was on the riverfront recently, and I was talking with people, and people who were there with small children who would never have brought kids down there many, many years ago because it was kind of dicey, they were amazed. And when they see that there are a lot of different things to do, that they're coming back and becoming regulars.
And you mentioned kids, and that was one thing that maybe wasn't necessarily part of the original vision for riverfront development, those kid-friendly venues, maybe other than the stadium and the Blue Rocks. You know, now, as you mentioned, there are families with kids there. They visit the Children's Museum. They have the new trampoline park there. They're still going to have the miniature golf there along with the Children's Museum. What has kind of been the responsible for the transformation of this area into a very kid-friendly type of spot?
Well, it was very important to get the Children's Museum. It's the only one in the state. But what really put the riverfront over the top in terms of being a family-friendly destination was the theater. It's the next closest IMAX theater is in King of Prussia, and the Penn Cinema has 14 screens. So a lot of people come down and to go to a movie, and then they look around and they see restaurants and other attractions, and they just start branching out from there. But the theater was really key. You can see the signage from I-95. It's very prominent, and so there are hundreds of thousands of cars that go by every day that say, "Oh wow, there's an IMAX here."
Yeah, I was curious about that because in your piece from the Riverfront Development Corporation, Megan McGlinchey had pointed to the IMAX Theater as kind of a tipping point to reaching this kind of point of critical mass. And I guess in some ways that, you know, for someone like myself who's kind of followed this since the early 90s, it seems almost surprising that's been the tipping point, that it's not the Westin Hotel or some other bigger project, but it's something as basic as a movie theater. Is that because it really does generate maybe the most regular traffic to the riverfront?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right, Tom. It brings repeat business, and it also helps the other venues down there. You know, we've talked about Frawley Stadium, that was like really, really always family friendly, a great place to take kids, and wonderful Friday night fireworks. But you know, that's only part of the year, and people would come to the stadium, they would get in their cars, and they would drive back, and there was nothing else to bring them down. With the theater, theaters are open 365 days a year, day and night, and it really does generate a lot of traffic.
I was going to say, I mean, you know, a Blue Rocks game, maybe parents are going to take their kids to one or two games a year. Maybe they're going to visit the Children's Museum a handful of times a year. But a movie theater really is that kind of constant flow of people, and particularly, obviously, young people, not just very young kids, but obviously up into that teenage and young adult years.
Yeah, it's it is a big draw, and it's a quality theater. It's a great place to go and see movies.
Yeah, now, as you mentioned in your piece, not everything on the riverfront has been a success. And we mentioned at the top the outlet shopping was part of the original plan. It did not fare very well. Is there a sense from the key players you talked to that particular failure maybe helped them learn a little bit about what they needed to do in the riverfront and what would actually work to bring people there?
I think so. I mean, the shopping, the management of the RDC said that it was a kind of a cul-de-sac place, and they felt that was not compatible with retail. Now it's offices. They're 95% leased. It's people work there. So it's been, and I also think that fashions change. At the time when that was a retail operation, they were outlet stores, and outlets weren't really very popular with consumers then. So I think that that timing and location and all those factors are things that when you're trying to do something as ambitious as develop the Wilmington Riverfront are things that you learn from and you contemplate and move on.
We talked a little bit briefly about the Westin Hotel being brought in recently and that being a big step forward in establishing the district as a conference destination, paired with the Chase Center, the former Arts Center, turned into a conference center. Just give us a little idea of how that marriage of the Westin and the Conference Center, the Chase Center, is working. And is it doing what they envisioned it would do?
It's been a really, really fruitful relationship. And the people who from the Greater Wilmington Visitors and Convention Bureau say that it's been great for the city at large, because when you have this one stop destination where people are going to a conference and they can stay in a hotel that actually adjoins it, it's ideal. It's ideal. And then they can walk to restaurants. They can come in on the train. It's logistically, it's a slam dunk.
You mentioned in your piece that the residential rental market on the riverfront has also heated up. Who is running there and why?
Well, I think overall rentals are very hot, and so when you have this critical mass of these nice new apartments that have a lot of amenities, I think that's a recipe for success. There are some families, you do see the school bus come and pick up small children, but primarily it's young professionals. And some of them work at various places on the riverfront, large employers like AAA and Barclaycard and Capital One. And others are commuters. They hop the train to Philadelphia.
And just to wrap things up, let's take a look at the future a little bit. The Riverfront Development Corporation recently bought back the riverfront market. What's going on there with that market, and how is that going to change and maybe start to fit into this concept of riverfront development?
It's a very cool property, an old warehouse, and the traffic has not been great there. One of the things that they're going to do is just enhance the venue, new flooring, new lighting, and to try to rebrand it as a breakfast destination. Lunch and dinner are hopping, but there is not a critical mass in terms of venues where people can get breakfast. And that seems to be a good fit in districts where there are a lot of working people.
All right. Contributor Eileen Dalabrida, we thank you so much for your time on The Green this week.
Thanks, Tom.
And a reminder, you can read Eileen's piece on Wilmington Riverfront and its development right now at DelawarePublic.org. Next up on The Green, we look at a local program tied to President Obama's Tech Hire Initiative, a new campaign designed to get Americans more rapidly trained for high-paying tech jobs. Stay with us. This is Delaware Public Media.